It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Now that Captain Richard Phillips has been freed from his Somali captors, what can we expect next from the pirates in the waters of Africa's east coast? This morning, we'll try to answer that question. In a moment, what the pirates might do and whether terrorist groups might seek to team up with them. First, what the United States is doing. NPR has learned that the American military has started looking for new solutions to the piracy problem. Tom Bowman talked with the nation's top military officer at the Pentagon and has this report.
Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told NPR he's ordered a fresh look at potential military solutions and other less lethal ways to combat piracy. What's driving the new review, says Mullen, is that pirates for the first time captured a U.S. flagged ship manned by an American crew. That's created a new urgency, he says. Mullen says those involved in the review will include senior Pentagon officers in operations and intelligence, as well as Vice Admiral Bill Gortney, the top naval commander in the Arabian Gulf and parts of the Indian Ocean. The Navy has already dispatched more warships to the waters off Somalia, but there is debate within the Pentagon about any future course of action. Some are suggesting possible military strikes against pirate havens along the Somali coast. For his part, Admiral Gortney says the U.S. Navy can't be everywhere. The area in the waters off Africa where pirates operate is four times the size of Texas. Gortney says commercial shippers must do more to protect themselves against pirates, including arming their crews and sailing farther away from known pirate locations. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he expects to spend long hours in the White House Situation Room in the coming weeks, trying to figure out, he says, what in the world to do about pirates. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.